Anne Shelton, Doublet, After Heavenly Creatures. Parker Hume, Crime Scene, Port Hills, Christchurch. In 1954, teenagers Pauline Parker and her best friend Juliet Hume bludgeoned Pauline's mother Honora Parker to death on a path in the Port Hills, overlooking Christchurch, with a brick wrapped in a stocking. The two girls became known as the Gym Slip Murderers. The sensational crime had everything. Teenage girls with a suspiciously close relationship, premeditated murder, a mother lured to her death. It was stories like these, which grabbed the public's attention, that prompted photographer Anne Shelton to begin a series of works in 2001, which she calls Public Places. The sites that Shelton visited when making Public Places are locations where violent events, both fictional and real, have taken place. She's described the photographs in the series as anxious stories, full of panic and ghostly pitch. Shelton also describes these photographs as a combination of the documentary impulse mixed with bad detective work. Although she carefully researches her subjects, she can't always be entirely sure of the facts. In this work, for example, she is not absolutely sure that she has found the exact point on the path where the killing took place. Shelton is interested in exploring how an ordinary scene can suddenly mean something very different when its history is revealed. For the Public Places photograph, she creates two mirror images, hung side by side but separated by a small gap. She says that the gap leaves room for people to wonder about what has happened in the photograph. The Parker-Hume crime has captured many imaginations, none more famously than that of New Zealand filmmaker Peter Jackson. His 1994 movie Heavenly Creatures told the story of the murder in a visually rich combination of fairy tale and thriller. Shelton, interested in the way that stories like this move out into the world through books and films, acknowledges the importance of Jackson's film in the title of this work.